Good morning and welcome to Community Speaks here on Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. Community Speaks brought to you as always by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Joining me today is Tim Cahal with the YMCA here in Johnson County. How you doing this morning, Tim?
Doing well. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. And, you know, as we're rolling into the new year, just kind of bring you in here and talk about some of the things that are happening at the YMCA.
Absolutely. We've always got great stuff going on, and you know that New Year's resolution time. So we've got a great arrangement of fitness classes running from 5:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night all week long. There's a little flavor for everybody. Got a great crew of personal trainers. If you feel like that's something more up your alley, would want that more one-on-one to really learn, whether it's long-term or just enough to try out a new style.
Now, if you get into one of the fitness things or the exercise things, do you have to be a member for that, or is that a pay separately kind of deal?
Well, all of the fitness classes are included in your membership, okay. So there's nothing that costs extra there. If you do want to try one and you're not a member, we do have a day fee that would allow you to go take that class and then do whatever
See
else you
like
in the building.
That sort of thing.
Or for that matter, catch me on the street and I'll give you a guest pass to try one on me.
There you go. So what else do you have going on? You got stuff for kids after school, that sort of thing?
Always, yeah. We run after school program from 3:45 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, which is also free to our members. I believe it's $5 a day for a non-member, but it's a great deal. We have a school bus that runs right from the school that you jump on the YMCA bus and it'll drive you right down there. Then we have snacks, help with homework, all sorts of fun games and cool stuff to do at the Y in the Park facility.
So when you say you have help with homework and that sort of thing, who does that? Do you have someone there that's like the tutor for people?
No, but we have our camp staff.
Okay.
And these are elementary school kids and they have a lot of experience of being with this group and they've been there enough years now to know the stuff that's coming back down there usually.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the other things you guys do probably year-round is swim lessons for those that that want to learn how to swim.
We do, yeah. The swim lessons, this session just started up here last week, but a new one will be starting in another week. They run in two-week sessions year-round.
Excellent. So. And you mentioned that the after-school programs, you have a bus that picks people up right from school and then takes them to the Y. That's great because parents, especially if they work a little later, something like that, they don't have to worry about that. You guys, do they need some sort of note to get on the bus or anybody can just jump on?
Yeah, just come on down to either the main facility or the Y in the Park. The Y in the Park facility would probably be the best stop and talk to Shanda. She's our youth director. She has one simple form that gets all the contact information and all the stuff that we need to make sure that your kid stays safe. But once that's filled out, they just jump on the bus. We've got a list of names of who we have seen or who we should be seeing, and they come on down and have a great time.
Yeah, you know, I every time I go by the Y, I always just think how great it is to have a facility like that here. Now, a lot of small towns have a YMCA, but most of them don't have an indoor pool when you're talking about a town is the size of Buffalo.
We're very fortunate to have a full facility with the racquetball and the gym and the cardio room and the pool and all the great amenities that we have for such a small town. We're really blessed.
Absolutely. How long have you been with the YMCA?
I'm going on 8 years now.
Okay.
So I've been there a long time, from starting out teaching a spin class to working the front desk to up to being the events director where I am now.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And so if people want to become members, what do they need to do that?
Just swing right down to the front desk. It's a real simple process. And we do a lot of work to make sure we have a strong financial assistance program as well. So if you just can't swing the monthly fees, talk to Jill, our office manager, and she will, you know, give you another form to go through some financials. It's all real simple, though, and we want to make sure that everybody that wants to come to the Y can.
Well, and, you know, mentioning that, I know I see people there very early in the morning. Sometimes, you know, I'm into work before 5 o'clock in the morning usually, and there's people out there even as early as like 5 o'clock. So you guys must have pretty variable hours for the people that, I shouldn't say variable, they're probably set hours, but you're open quite a long time during the day for people that, you know, work different shifts.
We are. We are open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday. So there's plenty of opportunity to get in and swim, work out, shoot some hoops.
And those people that are in there at 5 o'clock, I tip my hat to them, because I see, like, if I'm driving by at 5 and I see someone going to work out, I'm thinking, man, if somebody would let me sleep in right now, I would not be up.
Yeah, it's a dedicated crew that's in there in the morning.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we talked about a few of the programs you have. Do you have any other programs that are running right now?
I do. I've got, well, not running right now, but okay, starting next week, we've got our youth basketball for 3rd through 6th grade, boys and girls. Always a great season. The registration deadline is this Friday, and Skills Day is Monday. After that, we're into full-blown season for the next 6 weeks.
So they've got this week to get signed up if they want their kids in that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you're a member, does it cost extra?
It costs less for a member. It's $30 okay, for a member and $52 for a non-member.
Okay.
So, but we have provide reversible jerseys that they get to keep at the end of the season. I got all brand new basketballs this year. Looking forward to a good time.
Yeah, it's nice when they let you have all the new basketballs, because I'm sure by that time some of the other ones are getting pretty bald.
They do. Yeah, I usually go through and just rotate out, you know, a dozen at a time, but I was able to get a whole bunch of good ones this year.
Yeah, that's nice. It's nice when you always get new equipment like that. And so how long does this program, the basketball, last?
It'll last 8 weeks from Skills Day through season. So we'll have Skills Day, draft out the teams, then they have 2 weeks to practice, and we'll roll into games, which will be Monday nights. It'll be a happening place.
Monday nights is the spot.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to show up.
For sure. It's really a good time. We use the Bomber Mountain Gym as well as the gym at the YMCA. Who plays where will be determined after I see how many players I got.
Sure. But. Yeah, no, I enjoy watching the little kids, because they're learning the very basic fundamentals, you know, and it's kind of fun to watch them, especially, you know, if you have a kid or whatever that's playing, to watch them from day one to the last day and realize, wow, they've actually learned quite a bit and become a better player.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I really enjoy so much about my job. Before Christmas, we had our 4-year-old through second grade season. And that, you want to talk about really getting down to the basics, you know, they don't understand what's going on, but to watch their progression through that season to going, wow, that's starting to look like basketball. Then you watch those same kids that were 4 years old. I mean, I'd say I've been there 8 years now, to watch them all of a sudden in fifth or sixth grade and going, wow, really goes to show what a great program it is.
Now, the youth program, do they play on a 10-foot hoop?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, the second grade and down plays 8-foot, and then the third grade and up will play 10-foot.
That's still pretty high for a 4-year-old, I would think.
It is, yeah. We have some pretty small size 4 compact basketballs we use, but it is. It's a long ways up for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're rolling into the new year here, talking about some of the things happening over at the YMCA. If you want to get your kids enrolled in any of these programs, you can do so. Do you have a number over there that people can call if they want more info?
684-9558.
684-9558. Give them a call. Talking here with Tim Cahal with the YMCA. Tim, have I missed anything? Is there anything you want to chat about?
I don't think
so. We've kind of covered basically what you got rolling here.
I appreciate you bringing me in.
Absolutely. And we'll have you back on next month. I'm just going to tease people that you told me you have something really cool you're going to be talking about.
Absolutely.
That's all we're going to say about that. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.